Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Jono from Froth once shagged a guy who preferred listening to this show. True story. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're rising up with Ginny Sarasvati and Adam Samuel, all the way from New York City, the headquarters of everything that's cool, is joining us live on the line from Curve magazine, the best-selling lesbian magazine in North America, is the editor Miren Johns. Good morning, Miren.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Thank you very much for joining us. We're very well, thank you, Miren. And if you're wondering why Miren sounds Australian and she's based in New York, she is a true-blood Aussie.
Absolutely. I'm not giving that up.
She's living the dream. Every Australian wants to be, you know, living the New York lifestyle, you know, working for a magazine or an art house or, you know, doing something cool and funky. And Miren, you're living it.
I am. Thank you.
Looks like you're spreading your Aussie pride through to the cover of Curve this month. Tabitha Coffey, an Aussie hairstylist, she makes a cover this month.
I know. I try and slip us Aussies in when I can. But the truth is we're really taking over America. There's so many Aussies here making good, whether they're actors or in the fashion industry like Tabitha. And this is actually the second time I put her on the cover. I just think she's a great role model. You know, she's out. She's opinionated, she's got a great image and really good advice for people. And yeah, this is our style issue, which is the September issue, and she's got a new book out actually, so that's why we chose her.
Hillary Clinton, Miren, her husband was in town recently for the AIDS conference. He gave the keynote speech, but there's been some rumours, some lesbian rumours, I believe, about her.
Well, it's hard to tell whether or not, you know, we should give any power to those rumours, and I think we'd love to. I mean, God, wouldn't you like Hillary to be one of us? That would be fabulous, but I suspect it's more a ploy by the right wing to try and tarnish her reputation. You know, they're always up to these tricks. But, you know, she's been a great ally of the LGBT community. And I remember the first Pride I ever went to in New York. There she was, talking to a group of bears, just standing out there on the street, you know, chatting to the people. And I thought, what a great woman. She's just very down to earth. She's always been such a supporter of ours. And, you know, that famous quote she came out with saying, you know, LGBT rights are human rights. I think that if somebody had to say it and somebody with that much power had to say it. So she's clearly very invested in our community, but I just don't know to what extent. I mean, I don't know. I once upon a time had an erotic dream about Hillary Clinton and I thought maybe that's somebody trying to tell me something, you know?
You had like an epiphany. Oh, we all love the women on top.
Miren, Whitney Mixter from The Real L Word. There's a bit of goss going around her, including she's got a fashion line, I believe.
She does. Now, I don't know if you remember that Real L Word. It was kind of scandalous. The camera was always, you know, photographing them having sex with the door open. She had these big, long dreads, and that was her signature look. And she's had them all chopped off, and we've got beautiful photos of her with no dreads. But, yeah, she and her wife, Sada Betancourt, have now had a clothing line called Cloth and Justice, which basically melds their interest in human rights and social responsibility with, you know, kind of really cool urban wear. So we love those girls. We're fans of Curve, and we like them too. Issue because it is our fashion and style issue. There's so many lesbian startups in fashion and, like, T-shirts and jeans, and they're really often donating a percentage of their profits to a community cause.
Well, Miren, this month's edition of Curve magazine is your fashion edition. Like you said, it has some skin beauty secrets in there, some other stuff about Aussie landscape designer Amanda Bill there as well, winning an award. So check out curvemag.com for all the latest, or you can subscribe to them online and you can get the digital copy. Miren Johns, editor of Curve magazine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you next month.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.